Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about federal agency crimes exposed. And I'm not going to take it from somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about. At the half-hour mark today, we're going to have special guest Pete Santelli, and he can share with you the information that he has concerning his testimony as to being the longest held individual, namely on the behalf of the press. He was thrown in jail for quite some time, friends, during the standoff in Oregon, where one individual, a patriot, was shot and killed by the FBI, where the people there did a standoff with the federal government because they found that Hillary Clinton was, in fact, stealing away and doing deals with the Russian government concerning our uranium ore. So I'll let him explain that when he gets with us here at the half-hour mark. Up until that time, we've been hearing a lot about Kazakhstan right now, and I want people to understand that what's happening is you're hearing again from the mainstream media the peacekeepers, and the peacekeepers are going in there and they're quelching all these insurrectionists, right, these terrorists, whatever they want to call them. They always demonize the good guys, and they always sell themselves as being, they always demonize the good guys as the bad guys, and then they sell themselves as the good guys. So keep in mind when I'm talking about the peacekeepers, these are the ones that are overthrowing, they're misleading the people on a global scale. And what I'm talking about right now is I just received some information from a guy named Ken Power. Okay, I don't know that you can see that, you can't, but I'm going to show you a different one here in a moment. But we're told that the Kazakhstan government implemented a law that made vaccination passports necessary to access bank accounts. Did you hear what I said? To access bank accounts. And you better understand it's going to happen here if it's not stopped now, friends. But the government implemented a law, they said, it's not a law, that made vaccination passports necessary to access bank accounts. And within 24 hours later, the government was overthrown. Do you understand what the bad guys are up against right now? 24 hours later, the government was overthrown. Ken Power reported that the president, the prime minister, fled the country. Doctors and police were arrested. Banks were robbed. Government buildings burned. Why? Because people are not going to put up with this form of oppression. And again, they're trying to enslave people. And also remember, friends, that Russia's calling for a new world order, just like China's calling for a new world order, just like the Pope's calling for a new world order. And guess where all that stemmed from, friends? America, right? So we need to understand what's going on a global basis here. But what's being reported by this other source, and if I can stand corrected on any of this information, I would be more than happy in doing so. But this is the information that I have right now. Revolution topples Kazakhstan government in less than 24 hours. Why? Because the people there are not going to be oppressed. That's why. They raise the gas prices. They drop the value of Bitcoin. and the list goes on, and they expect the people to be good little serfs and do nothing in retaliation to those that mean to enslave them? Now, folks, you've got to be out of your mind. So the information that I have, I'm sharing with you right now as to what's going on in Kazakhstan. And keep in mind, it's the same mainstream media that means to enslave you in America here that is telling you that it's the peacekeepers that are being sent in to basically quell, put a stop to all the insurrectionists. Well, let me ask you the question. Why are they called the insurrectionists? Or are they revolting against those that are creating domestic insurrection? Let's put it into perspective, because if you do your homework, you're going to find out real quick, friends, that our forefathers, Americans, our forefathers were labeled terrorists by King George, who was in fact the terrorist. Okay? And there's nothing new under the sun here. Ecclesiastes 1:4, and it's happening again. The difference is they didn't expect the people to stand up and take those agents of the state that were acting on the behalf of the tyrants in that prospective country to actually respond. And they did respond. And they did, by the way, exactly what I told you was coming. And I shared a little bit about this yesterday. But now we're seeing the full rollout as to what's transpired here. And again, the mainstream media is trying to play it down. They're trying to play that the people there that would not stand for the oppressors as the bad guys. And again, selling the bad guys over there as the good guys. We need to understand how, folks, these people, what they tell you when it comes to their truth is the lie for us, and the lie for us is the truth to them, okay? Isaiah 5:20, and they can't stand the fact that people are not going to put up with this, and I believe that this is just a little salt on the tongue as to what's going to begin to happen across this globe if these tyrants and these globals don't stand down. That's what I believe is going to happen, okay? Now, this is, again, the judgment of God. The Lord said that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Well, France forgot about the Lord a long time ago. Germany forgot about the Lord a long time ago. In many cases, so did Israel. The UK left the Lord a long time ago. I mean, those people over there accept everything for the most part. Or at least that's how the mainstream media sells the people of England, right? And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to as to what's being played out on a global basis. But the people are not going to just bow their knee and say, go ahead and rape us and rob us and steal from us and kill from us. Also keep in mind, now if I can bring this on the other side of this conversation as to what I am saying, and I know it's kind of confusing to people that don't think, but follow me through. Isn't it interesting that this Kazakhstan government, when the people began to deal with the agents of the state that were acting on the behalf of the tyrants over there, isn't it interesting how they began to literally kill off their military and their said police there because they were violating their freedoms, right? Isn't it interesting that the mainstream media means to sell that government to you as the peacekeepers, right? Putting down these insurrectionists. Are you paying attention to the fact, friends, that it's that same government that said to the agents of the state, the police and the military, go ahead and shoot to kill if need be? And 160 people are dead in that country. How long do you think any people are going to roll over in the face of that? Not very long, right? Well, that's in fact exactly what we have seen take place over there in Kazakhstan. Okay? And we're not going to get into 1,000 different details here, friends, but the point that I'm making here is you're only going to oppress mankind for so long. And I believe that what's precipitating here in America, Americans are very well aware. We can see it's the mass majority of the American people that see very well as to what's going on. And I believe that they're just waiting for that next push. And I believe that the bad guys are going to find out real quick as to what Americans are really made out of. And I'm not talking about all of us. I'm talking about those that mean what they say. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we're going to take a hard break here. Sons of Liberty Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, folks. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to show you how some conservatives are sharing the next point that I'm going to make, because we're talking about federal agency crimes, okay? I want to hit the Kazakhstan first, and then we're going to get right into the message here. But what I want you to see is how it's being sold through the conservatives right now, that breaking feds finally admitting to running secretive DOJ commandos at January 6th protest. For everybody that's been thrown in jail on the behalf of this fictitious insurrection, I strongly suggest that you sue the government, and I'm talking about them personally in the federal government, for everything that they have, for what they have done to you, first and foremost, because we have been saying this same thing since day one. That these are the brown shirts that were bust in. They were paid provocateurs to create what they created. And I'm here to show you a little bit more than just saying that. We were also told by these that they're putting up as the heroes, you know, Matt Gaetz, the guy that's under investigation for sex trafficking, and also that of Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mrs. Anti-vax and anti-mask wearing said representative that was found investing in 2020 into Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, right? You understand how you're being played, right, by these clowns in the circus of politics. But what I want you to see here, friends, is this is how Daily Mail in the UK is selling this. Both Matt and Marjorie said this was not an insurrection, but was a Fedsurrection. It was a Fedsurrection. Okay, so again, how many years later are people finally catching on to what we told you from the get-go? And I'm here to tell you, friends, we've not been wrong. Okay? And I'm telling you for the very purpose of the confidence that I have in the one that leads me, Romans 8:14. The fact of the matter is when you've went through this and you've experienced this before, you can identify it a mile away. It was the government sending in the modern day brown shirts to create that scenario only to blame their political opposition, me and you, the mass majority of the American people. Okay. Well, when you're talking about the mass amount of people in this country, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, let me say it this way. There's 393.3 million guns in a country that has 350 million people. You do the math, okay? They're accusing you, just like Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, blame the innocent for the crimes of the guilty, Revelation 12:10. That's what the accuser of the brethren does. It's exactly what happened. It was your government creating this to blame on their political opposition. In other words, it was a message for you to stand down because this is what we'll do to you too. Okay. And then keep in mind what took place shortly thereafter was that of our military being called up to protect Joe Biden as he occupied the people's house illegally, right? And what's interesting about that is the message that nobody's paying attention to. What happened to the voice of the 80 million people that allegedly put him into office? Why do you need to use our family members, our military, to defend Joe Biden from the people that put him in the office? Well, I'm here to tell you the people didn't put him into office. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, isn't it interesting how many people are talking about massive voter frauds in all 50 states of our union for the most part? And then when you tell them this sort of information, they kind of stand back and say, whoa, really? I've been a part of it. I have the hat, the T-shirt. I did events, friends, where they sent in busloads of kids to protest me. Okay? To protest me because I was standing on the side of the law and condemning the sodomites for what they were trying to do in making a prey of our children in public schools 6-7 years before ever came to the mainstream media. And it came to the mainstream media concerning the school boards and them trying to normalize child pornography to our children in public schools. We were on this 15 years ago, friends. It just takes the American people about 10, 15 years to catch up. And that is exactly what we have found. And yet it's happening right in front of their faces, okay? Now, let me bring you over to our friend Ben Swan. We've highlighted much of his information in the past, and we're going to go to the present concerning one of the things that he has been sharing with the people on a global basis, because he is he has a long arm concerning his information reach. And I want you to see what he has to say and what he found concerning what happened in the Capitol. And just so you understand how these agencies are used against the people. Now, there's good guys in the FBI. There's good guys in the CIA. But the fact of the matter is people need to understand they operate compartmentalized. They operate in different sections and sectors where one FBI agent who's a good guy is doing something over here while the bad one is over there creating the problem or covering up the problem. Okay? So that's how they operate. But let's go over to Ben Swan and see what he has to say concerning his findings of that on January 6th, this alleged insurrection that took place by the American people. And you decide for yourself as to who's responsible for what, in fact, did happen on that day. Okay, here we go.
That was the day of telling people not only to go to the Capitol, but to go into the Capitol. And in some of those videos, you hear people yelling at him, calling him a Fed. Ray Epps was on the FBI's most wanted list until July 1st when they suddenly removed him. The FBI has not explained why he was removed. No one has brought up anything about why he should be arrested. Apparently, law enforcement is not looking for him. Get this, Scotty. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Daily Mail found him in Arizona on his ranch, asked him if he was an FBI informant. He just yelled at them, told him to get off the property. Here's the thing. This guy is on video literally telling people to go into the Capitol multiple times, and he's been charged with nothing. Why did the FBI take him off their most wanted
list? Are you paying attention, folks?
If he's not an informant, these kinds of questions are not being answered, and they must be. Listen, I was there for the president's speech. I was there as people began to move over from that speech, which was near the Washington Monument and the White House, all the way over to the Capitol building, and we watched it all unfold throughout the day. We were live throughout the day as this was all taking place. One of the things I reported on, Scotty, as you may remember that day, was the report of pipe bombs that were found outside the DNC, outside the RNC. A year later, there are surveillance pictures of this person. We don't know anything about them. We don't know even if it's a man or a woman who's in that picture, by the way. The DOJ has released no information. The FBI has released no information. Not only that, but we know based on some of the surveillance video that this individual used a cell phone multiple times. That it might have been different cell phones, it might have been the same cell phone. Here's the thing, we know that the January 6th committee is literally going through and taking phone records from members of Congress and from high-profile people.
I canvass, so can everybody else.
Phone records. How do they not have the phone records from this person when we have surveillance video of them on cell phones throughout the day? Wait, they have no clue as to who this person is? Come on. It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's not that. They're also taking it from low-profile people. They've actually, I've just been told, they subpoenaed the W. They want all the phone records of everybody and the cameras footage from who was staying in the hallways there. The W, I mean, they're going to a great extent to get information, and actually probably the most important we need to know is who that individual was. I mean, this is a bomber in the city of Washington, D.C. And let him walk the streets.
Yeah, and I want to say something else about that, too, which was the night that we were there, after the tear gas had been fired and we had already walked off the Capitol grounds from covering it, there were guys rolling huge cases that had flashbangs in them. They had their faces covered, and they were wearing, like, kind of quasi, you know, military gear. And they had these huge metal cases, like you would see at a concert, opening them up. And they had all kinds of projectiles in there and tear gas, all kinds of stuff in them. They were not with police, and they were trying to hand them out to people in the crowd, and people were not taking them from them. Who were those people? Why have they not been charged?
Exactly.
We know who these guys were who walked into the building with flags, but we don't know who any of these people who had weaponry were. That's crazy.
Well, it's interesting you say that we know who these people were that walked in, because there's another little conspiracy going around, and even Twitter today, they're saying, oh, there's no evidence to show that there was any sort of federal agent, any government that was government agents that were in the crowd. But what we do know since then is that there were federal agents involved in instigating and encouraging the kidnapping of Michigan Governor Whitmer. In fact, there's actually more members from the FBI, and there was actually there that was coordinating it. They're now saying the FBI entrapped them. Accusations the same about the intelligence community in regards to January 6th. Is there any credibility to this accusation?
Of course.
Twitter and fact checkers say no.
Well, Twitter fact checkers are lying. For one thing, the New York Times has even let out a very kind of soft piece to say, yes, in fact, there were FBI informants inside that crowd, right? But that was only after Revolver News blew the lid off this, that there were FBI agents and informants who were part of this. I'm going to give you two very important issues here. One.
Okay, so I think the point is being made again, friends. We got a hard break coming up on us right now. And it's absolutely interesting that they would bring up the Governor Whitmer case, because the feds have been busted. It's been blown open, wide open, as to their involvement, even engineering that attempted plot scheme that they had in putting Governor Whitmer in the position of the victim, when in fact they're responsible for, once again, friends, creating the crime. How many times does this need to happen? Folks, we're going to come right back on the other side with our guest, Pete Santilli, and we're going to be talking about federal agency crimes exposed firsthand. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Omicron variant is continuing an unprecedented surge across the United States. That's what CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told senators today. She added it's highly contagious and rapidly evolving. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is blasting the Biden administration for what he says is a double standard in prosecutions. He says the Department of Justice went after January 6 protesters while going easy on activists and rioters and looters who attacked federal buildings in Portland following the murder of George Floyd.
There are a great many Americans who are understandably deeply concerned about the politicization of the Department of Justice under President Joe Biden.
Cruz speaking at a Democratic-led hearing on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News. High inflation poses a significant threat to the jobs market. That's according to Jerome Powell, who testified before the Senate in his confirmation hearing for a second term heading the Fed Reserve. Powell promising to keep price spikes under control, even if that means raising interest rates. He suggested going forward that monetary policy would need to take a forward-looking view, keeping pace with the new post-pandemic economy. Hawaii's governor is confirming a booster shot will soon be required to be considered fully vaccinated under Hawaii's Safe Travels program. That means those traveling without proof of a booster dose will have to quarantine for 10 days after landing on the islands. That's unless they present a recent negative COVID-19 test result. The governor saying the change is at least 2 weeks away from becoming official, the state wanting to give people a heads up before making an announcement and confirming a date. USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's not on. Back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live into 154 cities. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, I'll give you the number. I'm not going to promise I'm going to pick you up right away because we got our guest, Pete Santilli, joining us in just a moment here. We just lost connection. We're reconnecting even now. And what I'm going to do is we're going to expose federal agency crimes, and I'm just going to propose each conspiracy as it's been laid out over the last how many decades in the country. I'm going to feed it to Pete, and then I'm going to ask him as to what his thoughts are and what it is his take is on the particular conspiracy in which we are covering during that particular time. Welcome to the show, Pete. I believe I have you on there. Pete, we got you. We got you, Pete. Are you there, Pete? We're holding up. I don't know. I got you, Pete. Oh, he can't hear. He's trying to get some air time. And what we're going to do is we're just going to figure this out really quick. And I don't know what's going on, but there's some technical issues going on. Oh, there we go. Are you there, Pete? Oh, no, we just lost him. I thought we had him back. Go ahead and give that another shake, if you wouldn't mind, Sam. We do have Pete. We're just trying to reconnect with him right now. Hey, folks, this happens every once in a while. This is all the bumps in the road that very few, far and few between, actually partake with. So you get to see it firsthand here at the Sons of Liberty. Now do I have you, Pete Santilli?
Now I think you got
I do.
Me.
I got, there you are, brother from another mother.
Yes,
thanks for joining us, Pete. Do you want to give people a little overview as to who you are really quick? Because I know that this is going to go really fast. Because like my mama said, Bradley, you got the gift of gab, and Pete, I know you do too. Who are you, Pete?
I am first and foremost one of God's warriors.
Amen.
First and foremost. Secondly, a former United States Marine.
Amen.
I'm a patriot concerned about my country and always have been dedicated to that spirit. I came out of the Marine Corps, went through corporate America, was concerned about my country, started a show. I had a successful business, left that, but started a show in independent media because the media was lying to us and the Obama administration was communist.
Yep.
I took it upon myself to go head-to-head in the information war. And my life changed when I started exposing the truth about their criminality, you know, from scandals, from Benghazi, running guns around the world, Obama's dedication to supplying the Muslim Brotherhood, so on and so forth. Well, I came across the story in 2014.
Yeah, there's some sort of delay going on that was just added there, Pete. I don't know what's going on. Is that UGCN or what is happening there? But go ahead,
Pete. I'm hearing myself come back.
Okay.
I'm hearing myself feedback.
Okay. He's getting some feedback right now. It just picked up. Don't know what that is. But, Pete, just go on as to...
Okay. So I met a rancher in an interview in 2014 named Clive and Bundy.
Yeah, you're good.
I didn't know anything about the plight of the Western rancher and essentially the globalist attempts to take over Western lands and our natural resources wealth. Clive and Bundy had been fighting a fight against the Department of Interior since 1993. Long story short, we had a $6 million military compound assembled to go get $300,000 worth of cattle in April. We asked the sheriff at a protest in April of 2014, to come in and intervene. Because the sheriff is the highest law enforcement authority. What they were doing was wrong. And he said, you guys get your guns and get out of here. And the BLM left in 2014. Because they were doing the wrong thing, and the sheriff had the ultimate authority. Then in 2016, there was another protest for a rancher up in Oregon. Well, this time they were much better prepared with military force. James Comey sent 450... special forces out to deal with the quote-unquote protesters. They call this all domestic terrorists.
Yep.
They should dare stand up against the government, beating all the way back to 2014, and now they're quote-unquote taking over a terrorist event of taking over a Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Nobody was there. They just walked in. They made good soup. Then they cleaned the place up. But no, they called them terrorists. They're white nationalists. They had guns, too. That really complicated things. And essentially, back then, did the equivalent of declaring their political opponents insurrectionists.
Yep.
Same exact methodology.
Exactly.
And I joke about it. 8 people, protesters, went and took over, occupied the National Wildlife Refuge, and 35 of them were FBI informants.
Interesting.
Do that math.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? Both of the Bundy Ranch and the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge were all reverse engineered.
Yep.
They were literally indictments that were created to go after their political opponents.
Yep.
They ran operations to lure everyone in.
Yep.
They provoked everybody to go to a quote-unquote standoff in 2014. They provoked everybody to go to Oregon, to go up against the federal government. Why? Because they wanted to arrest everybody and entrap them, and in fact they did. In both cases, they indicted me and 20-something other people by fabricating evidence, saying that we intended to do really bad things. We never broke the law, by the way.
Yep.
But they charged us with so many charges, I faced 4 life sentences. Simply for broadcasting the truth about their overreach. Never broke the law. But they fabricated evidence saying that I conspired to insurrect, in so many words. Well, it just so happens, long story short, that through Bundy Ranch and Malheur, we were able to expose their operation. They withheld evidence. They totally entrapped everybody in order to get an indictment. They manufactured the entire indictment and scenario. We caught them with their FBI informants. In Oregon, a liberal jury acquitted the protesters, saying that the only people that broke the law for the feds.
That's right. Pete, bring me over to Nevada really quick. Wasn't Harry Reid responsible for stealing away that which belonged to the Bundys and selling it off to the Chinese and then going over into Oregon? Wasn't it Hillary Clinton that was in fact selling uranium ore to the Russians? Isn't that what that was all blown open during this whole fabrication of who the real enemies were?
Yeah, and without getting into all the minutiae, Harry Reid at the top of the food chain, Hillary Clinton, the elite. Yep. Imagine this, folks. There's $160 trillion in natural resources wealth in our country. This is all about the water. This is all about the minerals. This is exactly what we're talking about. They needed to get all the ranchers off the land so that they could have the rights to Clive and Bundy's water. He had water rights dating all the way back to the 1850s.
Yeah.
Same thing up in Oregon with the ranchers up there. This has been an attempt. When they go after a rancher, you just need to picture it this way. They're trying to steal the water rights and the mineral rights. I caught Hillary Clinton taking $130 million from Uranium One, and they're operating out in southeastern Oregon. Well, who was working on her behalf? James Comey's FBI.
Yep.
Pointing guns at protesters.
Yep. Yep. Well, here, Pete, listen, I got a whole plethora of conspiracies that found out to be the conspiracies that they were, Jeremiah 11:9. And what I want to do is I just want to ask you your take, because you yourself were found to be one of those that was accused of the crimes that the government was committing. So no one's going to know better than you yourself. And in saying that, when we go over to what took place on January 6th, we talked a little bit about this on your show about a week ago, but what is your take as to what you're seeing transpire now concerning January 6th as to what the government is in fact again trying to cover up?
Okay, now I'm going to establish credibility. Through the investigations, although they held me for 619 days, which the blessing in disguise, by the way, is that I read the Bible from cover to cover. That was a beautiful
thing. Amen.
And 619 days, but also investigated the deep state and won in two federal trials exposing what I'm about to say. That what they did on January 6th is textbook, almost identical to the methodology they did at Bundy Ranch, at Malheur, and they're just basically trying to not just take down a small group of deplorables, they're trying to take down the United States of America, employing the same strategies. I'll give you proof of that. Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers is a document government witness in the Bundy Ranch cases. He was handing out body armor, ammunition, setting up operations, and feeding the FBI, working directly for the FBI as a confidential human source. Documented.
Huh.
I provided that information to Darren Beatty. And my question is, did he quit being a government asset in preparation for January 6th? Or was he an operative? Oath Keepers has been compromised, infiltrated by the FBI. Their operatives that broke the law are the ones that aren't indicted. Who is Ray Epps, for instance?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is Stuart Rhodes not indicted? And are they, in fact, in January 6th, reverse engineering these indictments to go after their political opponents like they did in the past? I say there's plenty of evidence of this. And this is why the January 6th Unselect Committee is rushing to judgment before these trials bring all of this stuff out, because it will come out. It will come out.
Well, how many dead witnesses do we have now concerning January 6th? Isn't it up to 4 to 6 is the number? And I think that's quite telling within itself as to how this thing is being played out. But it all reminds me of Joseph Mengele when he said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it. It seems that in America, they still have enough heart and light and understanding to see who the responsible party is in this particular situation. What say you?
Listen, I say that we must support, I'm telling you right now, a lot of the guys that are in right now that are being held against their will without due process, I know because I've spoken to them. They are dedicated to taking this thing to trial because they know what's been done to them. And they are patriots right now fighting in there. But, you know, if somebody broke a window or whatever, write them a ticket for breaking a window. They didn't intend to insurrect. They were entrapped. But ultimately, the reason why these guys are being held for so long is these are patriots that are willing to go to trial because they know right before trial That's when the truth has to come out.
That's exactly right. Pete Santilli, folks, talking about federal agency crimes. He's been there, has the hat, has the T-shirt. And I'm going to go through a plethora of conspiracies, and I'm going to ask Pete's take on them with first-hand testimonial concerning what it looks like when we're dealing with corruption in government. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got Pete Santilli, and we got a lot to cover in one more segment. Pete, we got to do this quick. I have in front of your face right now the FBI invented conspiracy to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer motion claims. We also have the Detroit News where they came out and found that the FBI agent in Whitmer case, kidnap case, arrested following domestic incidents. And it's interesting how this all pans out, because Luke 12:2 tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. What's your take on the whole situation over there with Gretchen Whitmer and this whole conspiracy that's being uncovered right now, even as we speak?
Sure that you referenced, but nothing shall be hid that will be made known. Well, the FBI is typically the ones that do the hiding. That's they're the most, and I have personal firsthand knowledge, not conspiracy theory. They withheld exculpatory evidence. Their job is to suppress information, and we don't have anyone to investigate the FBI. They are the operators. They're the ones that run these false flag operations. And I believe that the team that was involved in creating, in the run-up to the election, to create and manufacture, reverse engineer an indictment of, you know, the threat to kidnap the governor. It was, we now know that it was manufactured by these and lured these patriots in, yep, in the state of Michigan. Well, what did they do with the field supervisor, supervising agent? They promoted him to the D.C. jurisdiction right before January 6th. What do you think he was doing there? Probably running another operation. He was so good at it in Michigan. But ultimately, guess what happened? They all get caught in the Bundy Ranch cases, yep, the value cases, and in the, and I have something important to say here. We have to call upon people internally within law enforcement to blow the whistle on these operations. If you've been compartmentalized, and now all of a sudden you're discovering that what was done within your agency was wrong, that's what will bring these cases down. It's what brought down the Bundy cases. It's what will bring down the January 6th cases. And there's a lot of information coming out as to the kidnapping of Whitmer. Look at the corruption, yeah, of the chief agent. He's a white beater. He's a, yeah, I mean, they're all corrupt. I hate to say it, but they, yeah, are.
Well, it's interesting. That took place. That transpired where she was now the victim just a couple days after she was dethroned by the state Supreme Court, not once but twice. Moving on, let's go to Ruby Ridge really quick. What is your insight as to what took place back in the late 80s with Randy Weaver and family?
With Ruby Ridge, you know, without getting into all of the details, of course, anytime somebody asserts their God-given rights, their leave me the heck alone, as I'm a Randy Weaver, is just leave me alone. Don't mess with me. Don't,
yep,
take
that's
back.
Right.
God forbid if you were to do that to the government. They kept insisting. You know what they did? Ultimately, they tricked him. I spoke to Randy Weaver myself. I wanted to find out myself what happened at Ruby Ridge. And they tricked him. They served him with an appearance to go to court, knowing full well that he hadn't been served properly. He didn't show up. Next thing you know, law enforcement has the pretext to go serve a warrant on somebody that didn't show up to court. He didn't know he was supposed to be in court. Well, when they show up there, he just wants to be left alone. Well, God forbid if you were to have a head-to-head confrontation with law enforcement. And unfortunately, the circumstances led to the part to where the federal government, that's the thing, when the federal government is injured, they will stop at nothing to destroy you, including killing people, yep, destroying your life, bring the full force of the government, use every bit of weaponry. And that's where we see the government respond most vigorously, is when they're the victim. But you know what, Bradley? If you are a victim of a crime or,
yeah,
something,
right,
happens, or you die of COVID or whatever, they don't care.
Yeah, it's reversed.
If the victim, that's when they respond.
That's exactly right. And what Pete's talking about right here, friends, is Randy Weaver's wife holding the baby in her arms. Her head was shot off while she was trying to come out and appease the federal government. Little Sammy, the 14-year-old boy, son of Randy, was shot and killed. Their family dog was shot and killed. And it was interesting. They did their best to take them out as well. The two men and the one young girl, they wanted to take them all out. And we all know that. What's also interesting is most people don't know that Randy Weaver didn't leave it there. He actually took it back to the government, Pete, and he sued the government for over $3 million.
And won. And his daughter won. But, you know, Lon Horiucci, and this is the danger,
yep, yep,
with,
yep,
with these federal law enforcement agencies that have these high-powered, they've got these special operators. They have some of the most dangerous special forces operators within our system. Well, they were using sniper rifles to point, yep, at Clive and Bundy, who doesn't even carry a gun. What is the purpose of pointing a sniper rifle at a woman with a baby? What is the purpose of that? Lon Horiucci, that sniper that killed Mrs. Weaver, he should not. He could have used discretion in every single instance where the federal government is killing Americans. They had shoot-to-kill orders. I don't know if you know this about the
I do.
January 6th. Yep. Those are the same types of people that they put in place. They keep them compartmentalized, but just as long as they can pop off a few rounds and show the people who's in charge, they accomplish their goal. I say we respond with a very vigorous and oppositional, peacefully, of course,
yes,
a denunciation of this power over us. They cannot overpower 350 million people that are fed up with this.
Amen, and I believe we are. It's also interesting to note that these people were not charged. They were, in fact, promoted after they committed the crimes on the behalf of federal government. Let's go over to Kent State. Back during the, was it the 70s, early 70s, when the federal government sent in the National Guard, and they killed several students in the process. What's your take on that one? No one was ever charged in that case, neither.
No, they're not charged. They're not charged. They have, and here's, if you don't mind me, I'm not trying to steer away from the Kent State issue, but there's a repeat, a rinse and repeat methodology here. What ends up happening is that when these crimes of abuse towards the people are investigated, it's the mafia essentially conducting an internal investigation. You never find no wrongdoing, of course. And we have a system that is so broken over many, many decades where government overreach, government wrongdoing. Now we have them changing laws to where if you're a federal agent and you shoot somebody, you're actually you're not going to be convicted. Why? Because there's something called qualified immunity. Because if it was done in the course of the work that you're doing as a law enforcement official, you're never going to be you're never going to be held accountable to it. And most people don't know this. So they take the government to court. But you know what? We still need to keep fighting. We still need to expose the truth. We still need to put them on blast that the true criminals and the murderers are running around with guns and badges. And that's not what we want in America. We don't want that.
Amen. That's why I say never disarm. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment, as we talked about earlier. Pete, I have 2 minutes left. Do you want to go ahead and give people a shout-out as to where they can find you?
Yeah, I got on Getter. Getter's becoming a big platform, free speech. You can find all of our links at PeteStantilli.mobi. We are going to be relentless in exposing the truth about what happened on January 6th, relentless about how our government was overthrown on November 3rd through the election, and relentless to pursue paper ballots and voter IDs in the next election. So help me God, these electronic voting machines need to go immediately.
Amen. What's your email? What's your URL for your radio show?
You can go to thepetesantilishow.com, or the best way to find all of our links is at petesantilli.mobi.
I totally appreciate you, Pete. We got about 30 seconds left, and with that said, we'll bring you back again. And again, I'm looking forward to what is going to transpire in 2022, because now is the time for the American people to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, because I believe at the end of the day, friends, we can do it.
I'm holding up a hammer, and I'm calling us the Paper Ballot Brigade, and if called upon to do so, we can smash those electronic voting machines. Get out there, and let's vote these corrupt criminals out.
Amen. Amen. Totally appreciate you, Pete, folks. If you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to the website and sign up, folks. Subscribe to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com live on Rumble as well. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We are going to be going to Michigan next week. We will be there for 7 days. Just got a couple more invitations yesterday. And oh my goodness, friends, we need some help. We really do. If everybody was doing their job, I'll tell you what, and this fire would begin to spread the way it needs to spread, because fire's contagious. We can do this, friends. My word of encouragement to you is we can do this. And I end with this. The history of the church is God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But we got to first stand up and fight, folks. It doesn't work without it. Faith without works is dead. Enough of the compromise, enough of the capitulation. Psalm 78 verse 9, check it out when you get a moment. And enough is enough when it comes to what's going on, because we at the end of the day are the ones that are suffering the abuses. No more. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, and we'll talk to you in 23. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to have the moon man on with us. You believe we've been to the moon? Oh my goodness, wait until you hear this guy. It is outstanding. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.